Parliament is set to return in a fortnight, and it appears that the controversial Medivac bill will be one of the first things on the agenda. Following an historic loss in the House of Representatives that saw the bill pushed through Parliament against the government's wishes in February, the government is desperately trying to convince key crossbench senators to repeal or water down the legislation. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has also indicated that he will extend the controversial $423 million contract of security company Paladin in Papua New Guinea, despite dissent from their Immigration and Border Security Minister. Dominic Giannini has more.
With Parliament returning on the 2nd of July, the government has indicated that one of its top priorities will be to repeal the Medivac bill that was passed in February and came into effect on the 1st of March. The government has maintained its hardline opposition to the bill, saying that it would be helpless to stop criminals such as rapists and murderers from being brought to Australia. However, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton told insiders yesterday that of the 30 people who have so far been brought here under the legislation, he does not know whether people who were brought here have been charged with serious offences. During his interview with the ABC's chief political writer Annabel Crabb, Mr. Dutton's position appeared to be unclear on whether the government could intervene in cases involving serious criminals.
How many people have been brought under the Medivac legislation?
Only just over 30.
Right.
And
any people that you're worried about? Any criminals?
I think we'll wait and see what happens without sounding alarm bells. But what I'm saying is...
But you've mentioned this Iranian alleged murderer. You've created that apprehension, so...
Well, the fact is we've got people who are charged with serious offences on Manus, for example.
Well, I understand
sexual
that, but
assault
have
against
any of those
children.
People been brought here is what
well,
I'm asking.
Well, I don't know the answer to that question in terms of the concerns that we have about individuals.
How can you not know the answer to that question,
well,
though? You're very worried
we
about
don't, it. We don't bring anyone to our country where we can't mitigate the risk. Annabelle made that very clear.
Sure,
so there will be some people...
You wouldn't be able to stop any of these people.
And that remains the case with the Medivac bill, because we can be compelled under that law to bring people now.
But Green Senator Nick McKim disputes this rhetoric, saying that effective safeguards are already in place and that Mr. Dutton's scare tactics are not based in fact.
That there's already significant safeguards in the legislation as it stands. Anyone is able to be refused transfer if they are subject to an adverse assessment from ASIO, and we think that is all of the safeguards that is necessary to ensure the level of political support that legislation had in the last parliament and hopefully will continue to have in the new parliament. Peter Dutton knows that he has the capacity to keep anyone who comes into Australia under Medivac in immigration detention. So there's no threat to the community there. The things that Peter Dutton warned about have not come to pass. They didn't need Christmas Island. Rapists and murderers have not arrived. And the boats have not restarted. I mean, he's been wrong in every single thing he has said.
CEO of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, Con Kanapiotidis, is of the same mindset, saying that the consistent lies from the government have not come to fruition.
Well, I think the interesting thing here is you think about the lies that they spread to try to sink Medivac. So, one, people, you'd have all these people coming by sea seeking asylum. Hasn't happened. You'd have two, would be overrun. Hasn't happened. You have three that people, you know, that are a threat to the community are suddenly going to be in our community as a consequence. Hasn't happened. So what you have is a house of cards. What you have are consistent lies that are there to hide the fact that if you strip away the fear, all you've got at the base of it is a government shamefully denying sick people medical care that they need. That's all you have underneath it, because that's exactly it. You've had 80 people come since Medivac was passed. You've had no one come and commit a criminal offence or be of risk to the community. You've had no one suddenly coming seeking asylum by boat because of it. And you've had an orderly, robust process.
In the next fortnight, the controversial $423 million contract with security company Paladin is set to end, with Mr. Dutton indicating that it is likely to be extended. The Papua New Guinea government has come out saying that they do not want the contract renewed and instead are demanding a transparent and open tender process. PNG Immigration and Border Security Minister Petrus Thomas said his government would strongly recommend local involvement, saying PNG companies now have the capacity and expertise to do the job and should be given the opportunity to participate. However, Mr. Kanapiotidis has refuted the need for such an expensive contract, saying that the conversation should now be shifted to why Australia has not brought those found to be genuine refugees here.
The fact that Peter Dutton wants to continue the Paladin contract in itself is scandalous. First of all, when you think about, here's a company that, one, has a terrible, poor track record in how it's managed the detention centre and its treatment of human rights of refugees. It was done without tender. It was done without accountability. The reality is the best outcome is actually to close that camp and actually to safely resettle the men that are on Manus who will have been there for 6 years next month. You know, this conversation about who is the better person to operate it, the conversation should be about why is it still open and why are we spending $500 million a year to lock up a handful of men that have already been there for 6 years. So I think that should actually be the conversation, is why is it still open?
CEO of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, Con Kanapiotidis, ending that report from Dominic Giannini.